Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice, and with me is Lewis. Today we have a concerning report about a significant drop in foreign direct investment in the UK. The numbers are at their lowest since records began in 2007-08.
Yes, Alice. The Department for Business and Trade reported 1,375 FDI projects in the financial year ending March, which is a 12% decrease from the previous year. That's quite a drop, right?
Absolutely, and it's not just the number of projects. The economic benefit of these projects fell to £6 billion, down from £7 billion in the previous year. That's a big decline.
Nigel Driffeld from Warwick Business School is quoted in the article as saying this is a worrying sign for the UK. He points to high energy costs and geopolitical uncertainty as major factors.
I see, and he also mentioned the need for the newly released industrial strategy to address these issues, but he noted that the new alignment with the EU might be too late to impact these figures.
Right. The UK government is focusing on quality over quantity when it comes to FDI, but the numbers of new projects are still down nearly 40% from the peak in 2016-17.
That's a huge drop. Labour's industrial strategy aims to cut burdensome electricity prices for manufacturers and support advanced manufacturing and clean energy industries.
Yes, but Andrew Wishart from Berenberg points out there's a tension between Labour's growth ambitions and the cost pressures on employers, like the rise in employers' national insurance contributions starting in April.
And the decline isn't limited to any one sector. The US, our largest overseas investor, saw a 13% drop in projects. IT and financial services also experienced declines.
That's concerning. Joe Marshall from the National Centre for Universities and Business said the data is particularly worrying in high-value, strategically important sectors.
So, Lewis, what do you think the government can do to reverse this trend?
Well, it seems they need to address energy costs and geopolitical uncertainty. The industrial strategy is a step in the right direction, but perhaps more immediate actions are needed to attract investors.
I agree. It's crucial to show potential investors that the UK is a stable and attractive place for long-term investment.
Exactly. And with the current economic climate, the government has to act quickly to regain the confidence of international investors.
Thank you, Lewis. That's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning. Stay tuned for more insights into the business world.